You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, and today I'm honored to be speaking with Ray Comfort, who is founder and CEO of Living Waters Ministry. You may know him best from the 180 movie, which dealt with a pro-life issue in a powerful way. He's now produced Evolution Versus God, which is rocking the internet and challenging what we know about evolution. Ray, tell us, what brought you to want to take on this topic at this time?
We created a movie, produced a movie called Famous Atheists, and in the middle of production, I decided I'd go and interview evolutionary biologists, scientists at UCLA and USC. And after a lot of trying, I finally got one or two, and then three, and then four, and we looked at the footage and thought, man, this has nothing to do with, you know, famous atheists. This is to do with Darwinian evolution, and it debunks it. These scientists, these experts, have got nothing. They can't present scientific evidence for evolution. And so we changed the name and changed the heading and changed the whole theme of the movie, and consequently, in a little while, we had Evolution Versus God, and we're so excited. We had, if you go on YouTube, you'll see it's had 61,000 views in about 40 hours, and there's 5,500 comments, so it's an issue that's stirring up some demons.
Now, Ray, we're talking to Ray Comfort, founder and CEO of Living Waters, and the movie is Evolution Versus God. You're saying it's getting really good traction to start with, Ray. Now, you are a noted apologist and evangelist, and just how critical is the understanding of our origins to our beliefs about God and in our own personal destiny?
Huge. You know, being like Richard Dawkins have invaded our country, red coats from Britain, try to conquer us by getting to our youth, and they've spoken to multitudes of young people in universities and convinced them that they're nothing but primates, there's no God, and they have no moral responsibility. They're just, when they're fornicating, they're not doing anything wrong, looking at pornography, not doing anything wrong, they're just seeking to procreate their species. And consequently, he's played a tune as a Pied Piper that they've just loved to listen to. And so they've latched onto this, and when you engage a worldview that says you have no moral responsibility, then anything goes. If society says it's okay, then it's okay. Pornography is okay, adultery is okay, fornication is okay, blasphemy is okay, homosexuality is okay. Nothing is wrong as long as society smiles upon it. That was Hitler's philosophy. Evolution is a catalyst for this, Darwinian evolution. So we really deeply care about the eternity of these people. I don't really care what they believe about evolution, but what worries me is that if you embrace Darwinian evolution, you're going to reject the Bible. You know, for someone to say, I'm a Christian and I believe evolution, it's like someone saying, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and when he said, every animal brings forth after its own kind, in the beginning, God made them male and female, he was lying. Someone who says, I'm a Christian and I embrace Darwinian evolution is like an atheist that says, I'm an atheist, but I believe in God. It just doesn't work because the Bible makes it clear. God made male and female to bring forth after their own kind. Nothing changes kinds. And so this movie is totally unique in that it can convince people the evolution is unscientific, even in the first 16 minutes when it does it. So we're just so thrilled to have this in our hands.
Now, your interview techniques are amazing. You cut right to the heart of the issue, but you combined the type of people you were interviewing. It's students and noted professors. What was that like to, speak with some noted biologists and so forth?
You know, I've put on spy glasses and a camera, hidden camera, and gone into the world headquarters of Jehovah's Witnesses in New York. I put a spy camera on, and because I'm Jewish, and went into an Orthodox synagogue and filmed their service secretly until I got kicked out for being a Christian. But interviewing one scientist at USC when he didn't know I was a creationist really scared me. I looked down. he thought I was an evolutionist to begin with, because I'd said to him, look, I'm making a movie educating people about evolution, which is absolutely true. And after about 2 minutes of interviewing him, it suddenly dawned on him that I wasn't a believer in evolution. I was a creationist. And the air went very tense. He started freaking out. You could see on his face it started twitching like mad. And I looked down. My hands were shaking. I was holding a camera and a microphone. I couldn't believe it. And I was just thankful that it had a Steadicam and it didn't wreck the footage. But it really shows how spiritual spiritual this is. You know, the God of this world has blinded the minds of those that believe not. He's fed them a lie of evolution, so they'll reject the gospel. And so my agenda as a Christian isn't to convince people that God is real. They know that, according to Romans 1, 18 through 20. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they're without excuse. So they know God exists, but they suppress that truth and unrighteousness. And so my agenda is to not to convince them that God exists. I want to convince them they're a sinner with God's help, and they need a Savior to escape God's wrath on Judgment Day and find everlasting life. So that's the agenda.
Amen. And it comes out so well. You ask a key pivot question, though, that really put them on the spot and had them stumbling in places about, show me the evidence for Darwinian evolution, namely one kind going to another kind. Were you shocked that they were flat-footed almost when you asked them this question?
Not really, because I've practiced stuff. For about 2 or 3 years, I had a blog called Atheist Central, so I've crossed swords with atheists a lot. I've spoken in universities and preached open air about 5,000 times in universities and in places like Huntington Beach here in California. So I know the sort of language that evolutionists use. I know how atheists speak, how they've got their own language, and they don't say, I don't believe in God. They say, I have no belief in any gods. And when it comes to the word kind, they're afraid of it. They use the word species and to try and cloud the issue because it's so nebulous. They stay away from the word kind because the Bible in the book of Genesis 10 times says every animal will bring forth after its own kind. So I formulated this question to make it very clear what a kind was. I said Charles Darwin believed in a change of kinds. He called them family, but there's the feline kind, which is a cat, and the tiger. There's the canine kind, the dog, and the domesticated dog, and the coyote. And then there's humankind. And so each scientist said, nodded, and they said, understood what I was talking about, because it's very clear. It even is a biological statement, according to biology.org, that word kind. And then I said, please give me Darwinian's evolution's evidence for Darwinian evolution, a change of kinds, not speciation, not adaptation, but a change of kinds. According to the scientific method, it must be observable and repeatable. And they just went like fish on a dry desert, you know, I mean, gasping for air because they had no comeback. All they could say was beaks on birds. And you know, those beaks in the Galapagos Island just changed because the weather changed, that's all. Nothing to do with a change of kinds. They still stayed birds. And the bacteria still remains bacteria. Fish still remain fish. Nothing changes kinds, either in fossil record or in the existing creation. So I knew I was on solid ground.
The movie is Evolution versus God. You can check it out online, evolutionversusgod.com, or it's exploding all over YouTube as well. It's a powerful film and movie, and Ray, we appreciate you stepping out and making this. Now, one thing I really appreciate and wanted to ask you about finally was how you always bring it back to the gospel, whether it's talking about a pro-life issue or, in this case, evolution. You have a way of always bringing people to think about where they stand with God in terms of the gospel. Talk about why God has put that on your heart and why he should for other believers.
You know, we have a Goliath out there. He's a blasphemous, God-hating, a taunting Goliath in the area of abortion, in the area of evolution, and so many other things. God has given us a smooth stone in the gospel, and it's the smooth stone that does the work. You know, it hits in the head, and then we have to take the sword of the Spirit and finish the job and make sure people are crucified with Christ and become new creatures. And what we want Christians to do is help us sling the stone. Many years ago, like 100 years ago, if you want to get the gospel to another country, you'd send a missionary overseas, you'd go by ship, and 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month or so, his wife dies of malaria, he spends years learning the language, and it's just such a hassle. Nowadays, you just push the send button. This smooth stone of the gospel is in Evolution versus God. So we're asking Christians, send it all over the internet. Just grab it, grab the web address, or you can go on to evolution.com and evolutionversusgod.com, and just click on promote in the menu bar, and it'll tell you what you can do to get the gospel into the hands of a dying world. So we'd like Christians to step up to the plate and see how easy this is. You're not being asked to stand on a soapbox or preach in university students or debate Richard Dawkins, just click your send button, and you can affect the eternity of unsaved people with the help of God.
Very good. We're talking to Ray Comfort, founder and CEO of Living Waters, and the maker of a new powerful movie, Evolution Versus God. Check it out on the web. Share it on your social media and with your friends via email as well. Ray, thank you for coming on Messenger Insight today and sharing your heart and kind of the reasons why you did this. And we'll pray that God gets the glory and that lives will be changed.
Amen. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.